No, the pasuk says not like that. Talmud loyma shivas yomim yilvoshom hakoyin tachtu mibonov ashe yovoy eloyomoy. It's like the 7 days the son of the kohen gadol should take over. But mashma, when did the son take over? Only by a kohen gadol ashe yovoy eloyomoy. Only to a kohen like a kohen gadol that has the right to go into the kodesh kedoshim. Like the kohen gadol akoponah and then kippur, he goes into the kodesh kedoshim. So by such a kohen, it's said over this halacha that the bonim take over after him. So we dashin mi shoroyu lovoy eloyomoyud. Only by a kohen gadol it said this halacha that the kohen gadol has the right to go into the oyomoyud, to go into the kodesh kedoshim. Like Rashi says, the chata ba kodesh biyom ekipurim is olav ani oyim elochor tachtov mibonov. That the son takes over. Of the yotzezeh she'ein a row, the lav kohen gadol hu. Mashenka the koyach meshuach. His since he does not go into the kodesh kadoshim, therefore his son does not take over. That's what the brayta says. Now the question is, v'yim isa if you hold like Rav Dimi that what that the kohen gadol that the kohen meshuach mechama, the one that's appointed to go to the mechama, also has the right to wear the eighth gadol like the kohen gadol. If he wears the eight begodim, he should be roy to go into the oil merid also. So why isn't his son take over? And Rashi says, V'yim Isa, to the ches begodim who mishamash kol hashana, that the kohen meshuach mechama also wears eight begodim, hainami nechse chazi. He should also be able to go into the kodesh kedoshim. Why? Tzichsiv b'yom ekipurim, the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, V'yichi per ha-kohen ha-shayim shach oisai. That the kohen that has Mashiach, he's the one to do the avodas hayoyim. V'asher yemale es yodoy. Now v'chol milu yodayim aydei habegodim. What's called milu yodayim? He filled up his hands. That means he wears a special eight begodim. Is aydei habegodim who could have said, v'bidi akodim asher liyaron. So it comes out, really, that whoever has the right to wear the eight begodim, he should have the din like a kohen gadol, that he could also do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So now it's a kasher on this pasuk. Why do we dash in this pasuk to say only the son of a kohen gadol takes over the father's position when his father is a mace, if he's a mamala mokum, but not the son of a kohen meshuach mechama? Why not? According to Rav Dimi, that the kohen meshuach mechama also has the right to use the eight begodim, so he should also have a right to go lefnai lefnim on Yom Kippur to do the avodah. So why doesn't his son take over? Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, hochi kamar. This is the pshat in this brisa that we dash in. When does this pasuk talk about that the son should take over the father's position if the son is able as roi? Only when the father's position was the ikar position was to go into the oyamoyed. That's why we appoint the kohen gadol. The ikar appointing of the kohen gadol is in order to be able to do the avod of Yom Kippur, to go into the oyamoyed. Ma'ashenkin yotzezeh, but this one is not like that. The kohen meshuach mechama, the special kohen that we appoint to go to lead them by the war, to give them Divrei Chizik, she'ikim mishichosu l'mechama. The main purpose why we appoint him is not that he could go and do the avod in the Yoyim Moed, because we have already a kohen gadol. But the ikar purpose of appointing this kohen is that when they have mechama, they have war, he goes out in front of them, and he gives them Divrei Chizik, says these psukim. So since his ikar mishicha is for the purpose of mechama, this passage does not apply to him. Therefore, the son of a kohen meshuach mechama does not take over his father's position. When his father is mace, so they wait. The next time they have to go to war, Stam the Bezdin picks another kohen meshuach mechama. Nothing to do with his son. And it could be the pshat is like, it's not a din in the father, like a kohen gadol. The din is, we have to, this person is appointed, he always has a shame kohen gadol. A melech, calls him out of his life, he's called the melech. So melech, the din of the person, the son takes over. Mashenkin, the Meshuach Mechama is not like he's called a special kohen. As the word is now, when we have Mechama, we need him. When we don't have Mechama, it's like we don't really need him. So therefore, a son doesn't take over his position. It's not the same thing like an appointed thing that you're always in that position. Right. Not a din, you have to have one all the time. It's only that B'Shas Mechama, you have to have one. So therefore, like when there's no wartime, it's not really a din to have him. So therefore, his son doesn't take over his position. For the Mar Meisvei, have a kasha. Mashuach Muhammad, the locher is this kohen that's appointed to lead the war, is Eina Mishamish Loi Biyabok Kohen Hedyet. When he does the avodah the rest of the year, in the kitzah, he can't do an avodah. He can't come to the Beis Hamikdash to bring kavanas. Why? Because he can't wear four begodim like a kohen hedyet. And loy bishmoni like a kohen gadol. He also cannot come in and do the avodah like a kohen gadol and wear the eight begodim. This is enough on a kasha and Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, no, the kohen mashruch mechama does wear eight begodim. Amalei Abaye, Abaye answers back, very good. Elo zar mishavis lei mamonashach a shred of his anyway. Like, what are you doing to the guy? You're making him a zar. He was a kohen mashruch mechama. He was a chash of a kohen. And now you're telling me that throughout the year, he can't do the avodah with four begodim, and he can't do the avodah with eight begodim. So you mamash make him like a zar. It's zicha nam mestafer midirais, he's a zar. Midirais is zicha chosh of a kohen. Ella, what do you have to say? This is only a din de rabbonin avodah. The story is like this. Ki kohen gadol mishumeva. It's really, it's like Rav Dimi said. Really, this kohen mashruch mechama, when we appointed him and made him something choshev to lead the war, he has a locha like a kohen gadol, that when he does the avodah now, he has to wear his eight begodim. He has to wear the eight begodim, really. But the reason why we don't let him do it is mishumeva. In other words, we don't let two kohanim do the same type of avodah with the eight begodim. There'll be a hatred one with the other. So midirabbanan, we don't let this kohen mashruch do the avodah with the eight begodim. But midiraisa, really, you should wear the eight begodim, like Rav Dimi says. But now it's very good. Kohen hedyit, I let him do the avodah like a kohen hedyit. Let him just wear four begodim. That the svar is, no, we can't let him. Mishumalin ba'kodesh v'loy maridin. A person can only go upwards in Kedusha and can't go downwards. So once we appointed this kohen for a special position, he's called the kohen mashruch mechama. He's the one that leads the war. That's a choshev position. He went higher than a regular kohen hedyit. And once he went up, he can't come down anymore. So to do the avodah like a regular kohen with four begodim, we don't let him. And really, midiraisa, then it's like Rav Dimi says, he's supposed to wear eight begodim. Just midirabbanan, we don't let him wear the eight begodim, mishumeva, as if to say the kohen gadol will be angry at him. Yeah. What? There's no such thing. Either you wear four, you wear eight. There's nothing in between. Omalei Ravacha Barava, the Rava. So that Rava said to Rava, Fahai Tana, I'll bring you right, is still not like this. It's still Shver of Dimi. Fahai Tana is the Tana, the Lesle Eva. He does not hope for the Sfer of Eva. Bring your Raya, Tana is not afraid of Eva. He'll let two people have to use eight begodim. There's no kasha of Eva. And still, for Loiko Meshamish. And still, I say not like Rav Dimi, that a kohen mashruch mechama does not do the avodah with eight begodim. So then there's a kasha in Rav Dimi. If you're telling me now, midirais, that the kohen mashruch mechama should wear eight begodim, I'm going to bring you a braisa that says not like that. That holds clearly he does not wear eight begodim, even though this braisa is not afraid of Eva. We're allowed to have two people use the eight begodim. So if so, if the kohen mashruch mechama should use eight, so the kasha is why not? It's a kasha in Rav Dimi. The Tanya will learn like this. Devorim shebein kohen gadol kohen hedyit. These are the differences in halacha between a kohen gadol and a regular kohen. So the gisa should be par. Skip the word kohen mashiach. It should be upar habo akol mitzvahs. There's halacha of any Jew, any yid does the chet. So he does the chet b'shoigig. He has to bring a korban. Now there's a difference if you're a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyit. Rashi says par kohen mashiach. Dino parabol kolamitzvus. That means koyim mashiach. That means a koyim godol. Shechoto behelam dover. Veyosa dover shechayov malzoni korus. If he ate chelif, b'shoigig he ate chelif, something that b'meizu dechayiv korus. The locher is navy par. The koyim godol has to bring an axe. For your hedyit mashenk and a koyim hedyit, navy kisve brings a sheep. Or a sira or a goat. Kishar yochish of Yisrael. Like any other yochid, if you do a chet, that you chayiv a korban chatis, you bring either kiswa or a serum. You don't without have to bring a par. Mashenkin, the kohen gadol, when he does a chet b'shegeg, that's mechayiv a korban chatis, he has to bring a par. So that's one difference. Vaito par yom kippurim. The kohen gadol has a special par to bring on yom kippur. He has to bring a special par like we had in the parak before. The asira sefer. Every day of the year we have to bring a special mincha, asira sefer, that we divide up half in the morning and half bein haboyim. Every day a kohen gadol has a special mincha. Loi pareya. When it becomes an oinein or a novel, if it's mishpach, one of the mishpach is niftah, the din is loi pareya. Rashi Roshi. He's not let us here grow. Legadol ser machmas avelis. Now he has the mitzvah for the kohen gadol to take a haircut. He always has to look nice, the kohen gadol. Hu adin v'loi poirim. He's not allowed to rip his begodim. When it comes to shit of avelis, he's not allowed to rip his begodim. That's a din dafka in the kohen gadol and not in the kohen hedyit. The kohen hedyit has a luck like anybody else not to cut his hair and to rip his begodim. Avol poirim humilamata. But a kohen gadol rips a little bit his begodim on the bottom. Rashi shipul the begodim, like the hem of the begodim on the bottom that he rips. But the kohen hegdit, he rips like anybody else on the top of his begodim. The ain metam al kroivim. A kohen gadol is not allowed to be metame to his own kroivim, his own father that's mace. He's not allowed to go to be there by the shas kfura. He can't touch his father. Umashenka the kohen hegdit for the seven kroivim, he's allowed to be metame to them. Umetsuve ala b'sula. A kohen gadol has a special law. He's only allowed to marry an isha that's a b'sula, that's not a bula. Umuzer ala almona. Who had been, he's not allowed to marry an almona. If an isha got married to somebody, even though they only had eris and they didn't have nesuyin, she's still a b'sula. And then the first husband either dies, she's called an almona. Still, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. A regular kohen hegdit could marry her, but a kohen gadol is not allowed to. Umachzer es haratzeach. The law is if somebody kills somebody b'shoigeg, as they say, goes into the Ori Miklat, and he stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, then the person goes back home, and only the Kohen Gadol dies and not a regular Kohen. Rashi Machlasun, say after Misosai. Umakri Voinin. A Kohen Gadol has a lach, even though his father died, he's an Oinin before the Kfura, he's still allowed to do the Avoida. Mashenkin, the Kohen Hedyit, is also to do the Avoida. Ava Vieni Oichel. That is a lach, even though an Oinin could do the Avoida, but calls the money's an onion, they didn't bury the mace yet, that night, that the first day, he's not allowed to eat from the carbon. The yein a chelik. So who had been at night time, when they give out the chelokin, he did not take a chelik. Because the law of taking a chelik of the carbon is at the daytime, when you did the avodah, you had a right to eat the meat, so at night time you get a chelik. But if you didn't have a right to eat the meat, but daytime, at that night you can't eat either. So therefore the kohen gadol does not get a chelik, he don't get a chelik. The rashi is, yein a chelik. He doesn't get a portion to eat it at night time after he's oinin. The amrina b'svachim, the parents full yoin. If you're able to eat from the meat, b'shas the shchit, b'shas the korvin, then you get a chilek at night. But the kohen gadol, he was an oinin, even though the chiddush is he's allowed to do the avodah, but still he's not allowed to eat the kachim right now. So then at night time also he doesn't get a chilek. But a regular kohen gadol, when he's not a noinim, when it comes to get a portion, he's the first one to get the portion. He gets it first. Umakriv chelik brosh. He has the right to come and bring the korban first also. Rashi refers to parakama, like even though it's not his, all the other kohanim have a base av, they have a special time when they have a right to come in and do it. But shaking the kohen gadol has the right any time he wants, he could come in and say, here I am, I'm going to do the avodah. A kohen gadol does the avodah wearing the special begodim. Mashenk and a kohen hegit only wears four begodim. U poter al tumas mikdash kadoshu. If a kohen gadol by mistake was tumming and went into the base of mikdash, he's poter for the korban. He's poter from the parsha of tumas mikdash kadoshu. How do we know this? So Rashi says the Gemara in Hurrius dashin psukim. So Rashi poter al tumas mikdash. For her is maskulon, mikro the perak basra. For kula hach mas nisu the forest lawson. They're so bright to the Gemara then, her is explains it how we know all these halachis. But I call upon them, these are the differences between a kohen hegyid and a kohen gadol. Vaita, v'echol avoidus yom ha-kippurim einon k'sheris el-aboy. All the avoidus of yom kippur has to be dafka with the kohen gadol, and it's possible with a regular kohen. V'ekula noheges b'mrubim b'godim. Even though at the beginning of Kohen Gadol was Munah Tuch Meshicha, they used to pour the Shemen on them. It came a time when they had no more Shemen, so then how did they appoint the Kohen Gadol? Stam Meruba Begodim. Stam the fact he wore the 8 Begodim. So a Kohen that wore the 8 Begodim had all these halachis, Chutz Mipar Habura Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan. Achutz is one halacha. Now that's what we say if a Kohen Gadol does a chet. B'shoigig, he does that. Mechuyev a korban chatis. He has a special power to bring, not a kisva and a sira. That was only said on a kohen gadol that was appointed through Meshicha when they poured the shemen over him. But in the later derus, when they didn't have any more shemen, they only appointed him with the 8 begodim. He had a loch like any other kohen hegid, like any yisrael, who only brought a sira or a kisva for his korban. And this also, the Gemara explains in Hurrius how we know this. And Rashi says, Merube begodim. Kahanim gedolim sheshimshu miyom shenigna shemen amishcha. After they hid the shem, after the bias rishon, when it was gone out the shemen amishcha, What was special about a Kohen Gadol? Some the fact that he wore the special eight begodim. So such a Kohen had all these differences. Chutz mipar abor kol mitzvus. The Mashiach tziv boy. After we say the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special ox for the korban a par, that's only a Kohen Mashiach. The pasuk says the Mashiach. He was appointed Baduch Shem. They poured Shemen over him. Oil. The Yafa gav the gabi asiru seifu nami Mashiach tziv. I, the pasuk says the Kohen Gadol, bring a special mincha every day. It also says Kohen Mashiach. It's Rabbi Nami Merubah Begodim. Here we say the Chiddush, even Merubah Begodim also has this halacha. Mivi HaKohen, B'Teres Kanim. The Teres Kanim dashes like this. Avol HaKohen Dechsiv Gavi Par Abo HaKol HaMitzvahs Itzvach L'Gufei. K'Natayim of Teres Kanim. Mashiach Yochaz Emel HaKam Lo MeKohen. So the Kitzah, that's the halacha. But here's the difference. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't have any more the Shemen, he's only appointed through the Merubah Begodim, he has all these halukim, Achutz from the Par. If he does a chet, if he eats chelev, chelev, he doesn't have to bring a special par, but he brings a regular chatas again the other yid, a kiswar or a siva. Yeah. The siva sefer. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. That's before. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. What's the parable of Hamitz? Now. The kula negas of Meshuach Shavar. Here's a locha. Let's say you had a Kohen Gadol, and it became Tamei on Yom Kippur. So locha is, we appoint a second Kohen Gadol to finish off the Avodah. And then when the first one becomes Tor again, he goes back into position, and the first one, the second one, goes off position. That's called the Meshuach Sheovar, that he was appointed a Kohen Gadol, but he went off. In other words, he was only appointed because the first one wasn't fit. But when the first one becomes Roy again, the second one goes off. So the second one has all the halachas that the first one has. Chutz also only one difference. Mipar Yom Kippurim. That when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Torah says you only have to bring one par. So only the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he brings that par. The Asir Seifer, who are in the special mincha, that's brought for Kohen Gadol, the Torah's mashed only one. So the Ikur Kohen Gadol, he does it. Ma'ashein Kain, all the other avoidists, this Kohen, even though he was Ovar, he was taken off position, still does. In other words, this second Kohen now does the Avodah with the eight begodim. Just like the Kohen Gadol wears the eight begodim, this Kohen also wears eight begodim. So we see clearly this town is not afraid of Eva. We're not afraid of hatred. So even though there's one Ikur Kohen Gadol, we still let the second Kohen Gadol also do the Avodah with eight begodim. So we see clearly he's not afraid of Eva. And still this Brisa says, V'kulon ein noheges b'meshuach mechama. All these differences are not noig by the special Kohen that's appointed to take care of the Mechama, the Meshuach Mechama. Chutz mechamish dvarim. Only five things does he have also. Five things special apply to the Meshuach Mechama. You know what the Yahamur Mapasha? Loi Pareya. When he becomes an Ovil, he doesn't have to cut it, he doesn't have to let his hair grow. He's allowed to take a haircut. V'loi Purim. He can't rip his begodim when he becomes an Ovil. Can't make Kriya. V'loi Mitam Alekroivav. At this point, he has luck like a Kohen Gadol. He can't be metama to a seventh raven, like a Kohen Gadol. Or mitzuv ala b'sula. Who are them when he gets married? He's only allowed to marry a b'sula and not a bula. Or muzer al halmona. He's not allowed to marry an isha that was married, even though she was only married b'erisin, and then her husband died, she's still a b'sula. Still, this Kohen can't marry her. Or machzir esaratzea kedibur Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says when a Kohen Meshuach Mechama dies, any person that went to the Ori Miklet, because he killed somebody, b'shegig, he could also go free. The Chacham say no, ain't a master. That the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not let the Orem Miklat go free. Only a Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Meshuach. But I call upon him, what do we see here though? We see clearly this town holds that a Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not do the Avodah with eight begodim. So it's clearly not like Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi started off to say, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does the Avodah with eight begodim in the Yeraisam. And here this Tana holds clearly he's not afraid of Eva. Because he holds when you have two Kohanim Gedolim, like when the first Kohen Gadol was Tamei, so we point to the second one. When the first one becomes Tor and the second one goes down, he still does the Avodah with eight begodim. I want to be afraid of Eva. How could you have the second one do the Avodah with eight begodim? The first one will be jealous. No, he's not afraid of Eva. And still we see the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he does not have the right to do the Avodah with eight begodim. At that point, he's like a regular Kohen Hedyot. He only has five halachas different, but not this halacha.
Here it's clearly not like Rav Dimi, according to Kasha and Rav Dimi. According to Rav Dimi, why doesn't this Tana hold that the Meshuach Mechomo does the Avodah with eight Pagodim? So Gemara says no. I tell you, Midiraisa Vada, this Tana is also masking to Rav Dimi. Midiraisa, the claim Meshuach Mechomo, has the right to wear the eight Pagodim. And the reason why he doesn't do it is only Midirabonin. Mishum Eva. Aye, if you're afraid of Eva, that the Kohen Gadol will hate him, why do you say when the second Kohen Gadol goes off position, he can still do with eight Pagodim? Why doesn't the first Kohen Gadol come to have Eva on the second Kohen Gadol? The Torah says, Ki lesli Eva, when does the first Kohen Gadol not be angry, not be able to have hatred upon the second one, Bidikavose, only if it's the same match? In other words, the first Kohen Gadol knew a king of Kitty was Tommy. When he was Tommy, he can't do the Avodah. So they appointed a second Kohen Gadol. So he realizes that second Kohen has the chshivas of a Kohen Gadol. So even though after Yom Kippur, when the first one comes to him, he takes back his position, but since the second one was a Kohen Gadol, so he realizes that. So he's not going to be angry at him if he does the avodah with eight pagodim, because he was like me. True, he's a Kohen Gadol, he has a right to use it. If he's equal with me, I'm not going to be angry, jealous of him. By the Kohen Meshuach Mechomo, he never got to the status of a Kohen Gadol. True, he was lifted up higher than a Kohen Hedyot, but Azoy Choshev, like a Kohen Gadol, never reached. So if you're going to tell him that he's allowed to do the Avodah with eight Pagodim, even though Midiraisa he's allowed to, but Midirabanan, though they were afraid of Eva, they're afraid that Kohen Gadol will come to have hatred to this Kohen Meshuach Mechomo, because he's not really as Choshev as me, and he's still going to wear my eight Pagodim, it's going to bother the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, Mishum Eivam, the Rabbanan said he's not supposed to do the Avodah with eight Pagodim. And now, Enechanami, he can't do the Avodah with four, because Malam Bakodesh Vlei Maridim. So Lamaisi, he can't do the Avodah at all. But it could be, still like Rav Dimi, that Midiraisi is allowed to do it. It's only Midirabbanan that is not allowed to do it. So the Mar Yosef Rabavua, Ukom Malolo Hoshmaitito. Rav Avuah came and thought over this halacha, Rav Dimi's halacha, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechomo has the right to wear the eight pagodim. He said it over Mishmed Rav Yechanan. As Rav Avuah said it over in the name of Rav Yechanan. So the ma'aseh was Ahadrinu Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asli Apayu. Now they both turned the head around, as if to say we're not masking, as if to say we hold Rav Yechanan never said it. And Rashi says Kloima Lo Yomer Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan never said this. And Ikad the Army, something like this. It wasn't Rav Avuah that said it, but rather it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. We'll soon see the difference. Some said the Maaseh was that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amru said over, that he said over the same din of Rav Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechomo wears the eight pagodim. V'yadrinu Rav Ami Rav Asli Apayu. And they both, they didn't argue, they didn't say no, they just turned around the head. It was a nice way of saying, we don't agree with you. But they didn't say the Pharisees, we don't agree with you. They just turned around their head. For the Gemara, like, why? Maskiv lo Rav Papa. Papa asked the Kasha. Bishleim Rav Avuah. Bishleim, if you could tell me the first girsa, that it was Rav Avuah that said over this memra, Mishum Yikra Devei Keser. So you know why the other two Amoraim didn't tell him in his face you're wrong. They just turned their head. Because they had a lot of respect for him. Because he was respectful by the king, by the Vekesim, so they didn't want to embarrass him. In front of the king, right, they wanted to give him covered, so they didn't want to say, no, you're wrong. They just turned around the head. That's all. And Rashi says, Rabbi Avuah choshev hoi v'beis ha-melech. He was very choshev in the king's house. Because the Arminim Sefer Chagiga, Nesui upon him, Rabbi Avuah, Vekesim. He was special by the king. So therefore, the Talmidim here, the Amoraim, didn't want to like, embarrass him, didn't want to start up with him. So therefore, when he said something, even though they held he was wrong, they didn't tell him, they just turned around their head, as if to say, we don't agree with you. But if you tell me the story was, that the Chiyah Barabbah was the one that said over, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, like Rav Dimi, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechomo has the right to wear the eight begodim, and they argue, Neimu Lei Neimer. Why didn't they say clearly, Lo Yom Rabbi Yechanan Hochi? Like, how could you say Rabbi Yechanan said it? No, we know for sure Rabbi Yechanan never said it. Like, why didn't they tell him back the famous? Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it. So Gemara says like this, Ki Yossi Rovin said, Omar, Nishalitma. When Rovin said Enechanami, he said over that when Rav Chiya Bar Abba said over this memra, he didn't say that he wears the eighth begodim, that he never said. But what he said over, Rav Dimi meant to say, in the name of Rav Yechon is, Nishalitma, that from the Koyim Meshuach Mechomo, he has the right to ask from the Urim Betumim. Just like the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol could ask from the Urim Betumim, who are then the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo also has the right to ask from the Urim Betumim. And when he asks from the Urim Betumim, then he has to wear Zayt Begodim. But Enechanami, when he's not asking from the Urim Betumim, he does not be Meshamesh with Zayt Begodim. Rashi says, Ki Yosu Rovin Omar, Lav Meshamesh Behen Itmar. He never said over the Memro that the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo has the right to do the Avodah the whole year wearing Eight Begodim, not the Kohen Gadol. Ela Nishal Behen Itmar. That means Begodim Shur Kohen Gadol. Meshamesh Behen Meshuach Mechamo Nishal. When the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo goes out to war, and he wants to ask from the Umatumim Meshaila, he wants to ask the Umatumim, are we going to be Masliachanat? So Allah is when he has to umatumim, you have to wear these eight begodim. V'nishal b'umatumim, shamelech nishal lo'vehen. The king is going to ask the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, are we going to win the Mechamo or not? So the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo will soon see, looks at his choshen that he's wearing, and asks the choshen. So the Kohen Meshuach, that's what he said. He has a right to ask the umatumim. And when he asks the umatumim, true, then he has to be wearing his eight begodim. The choshen also. Mashenke, when he does the irregular avoid in the base of Midrash, then Enechnami doesn't do the avoidah with the eight begodim. So therefore, this price is no stira to Rav Dimi, and Rav Yechanan is not a stira to Rav Yechanan. Enechnami, he never said the din that he has to wear the eight begodim. Right, the Tana Rabbon. Ketzad Shoylin. How do we ask Taka from the Umbetumim? A Kohen Gadol, or like we just said now, a Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, they have the right to ask a question from the Umatumim. How do we ask the question? Is HaShoyel Ponov Kalpe Nishal? The Shoyel, the one that wants to ask the question, he faces the person, the Kohen Gadol, that's going to ask the question from the Umatumim. Another one that the Mishnah said, Och Melech could ask the question, an Avdezin could ask the question, and Tzorche Tzibur. Something to get into the Tzibur, they have the right to ask the question. So who do they ask the question to? That's called the Shoyel. They ask the question to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol asks from the Umatumim. Now, the Hanishol, the Kohen Gadol, or else that we just had the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, when he's B'Shas Mechamo, and the Melech comes to ask him the question, now he's called the Nishol, he's going to ask the question from the Umatumim. How does he stand? The Hanishol, how do they stand? Ponov Klape Shechina. His face has to be facing towards the Shechina. So what does that mean, towards the Shechina? The Shechina, Rashi says, Klape Urim Betumim. He has to be facing the Urim Betumim. The Shein HaMeferish Shebetech HaKoshin. What's called the Urim Betumim? That's the Shein HaMeferish, the sound that was put inside the Choshin. So here it's very mudna. We're saying now the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Choshin. So where is the Choshin? On his breast here. That's where the Choshin is. So what do you mean he's facing the Choshin? So the pshat is, he has to be looking down at the choshen, that's what it means. His face is facing towards the choshen. Like he has to look down like this at his choshen plate. He can't still look straight in front of him. The Kohen Gadol has to be looking down as facing his choshen. That's what it means. Now, Hashay Eloimer, the Melech, whoever comes to ask the question, says, Erdoif Achre Hagadut, Hazer. In other words, should we go to have Muhammad? Should we go and fight this army or not? Now the Anishal, the Kohen Gadol, or else the Kohen Meshuach Mechamo, Omer says like this, Koyamar Hashem Olo, Behetzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you can go up and have a tzlocha. That's the way he answered back. We have Yehudu Omer, Yehudu said no. Ain't Tzaruch Lema Koyamar Hashem. You don't have to start off to say Koyamar Hashem. Elo Alo Vatzliach. Just say, go up and be Matzliach. If that's the, we'll soon see how he knows that. But if that was the answer, you'll be Matzliach, all you have to say is yes, go up, and you win the war. You'll have a tzlocha. Weiter, ein shoyelin v'kol. When you go to ask, you don't have to ask with a loud voice. You don't scream the question loud, or you don't ask the umbatum very loudly. Shenem the pasuk says v'shoyeloi. You should ask him. In other words, when the melech comes to ask the question, you only have to ask the Kohen Gadol. That's all. He has to hear, nobody else. The pasuk says like v'shoyeloi. You'll ask the Kohen Gadol, only him, and nobody else has to hear the question. But v'loi mahar b'liboi. You have to speak out the question, though. You can't just be Mahara, think about it in your heart. Shenem the Pasuk says, V'shoa Aloi, you have to ask him. And we dash in Lefnei Hashem. In the same way, like you talk tefillah in front of Hashem, that's the way you have to ask the question here. El kederach she'omer chana b'tfiloso. The same way chana daven to Hashem, that's the same way you ask the question. Shenem, it says by chana, V'chana hi midaberes al libo, ain't yeah. So she was talking low to her heart. In other words, she was talking it out. She spoke it out like by Tfilo, by Shemon Esrei. You're supposed to speak it out. You can't stop thinking in your heart. You have to speak it out. But speaking it out could be very low. It doesn't have to be loud. It could be low. Yeah. You don't ask two questions at one time. When you come, the meddler comes to ask a question, you have to ask one question at a time. The im shoyl, and if the melech asks two questions, ein machzirin elechet, you only answer back one. Ve'ein machzirin loyel rishon, and which one, you only answer the first question, that's all. Shenema, the raya is by David the melech, that it said, hayastiruni ba'alei kilo, biyodoy, am I going to be given over to the ba'alei kilo, are they going to take me? And hayerid, should I go down, hayerid shol, should I go down there? So David really asked two questions. Should I go down there? And if I go down there, would I be given over? So Yemer Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to David, Yerid, that's all, you should go down. So he didn't answer him two questions, he only answered him to one. That's the right, if he asked two questions, you only get one answer. Refer to Gemara, of Abba Amrit and Machzir and Elorishon. But he just said, you only get the first answer. And here, David got the answer to a second question. Like his first question was, am I going to be given over to them? And the second question was, should I go down there altogether? And the Umar Tum answered back, yes, you should go down. But Lechura, that was the second question. And we just got finished saying, when you ask two questions, you only get answered the first one, not the second one. The Torah says like this. David, the Torah says,